This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. A proposal to ban two Nazi symbols and the Islamic State flag from public display has been introduced to federal parliament by the Attorney General. If passed, Australia's criminal code will be amended to prohibit public display of the Nazi swastika and SS lightning bolts. People who display the hate symbols could face up to a year in prison. Selling Nazi memorabilia will also be made an offence. Federal Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says extremist insignia are an effective propaganda tool because they're easy to remember and understand. The federal opposition says they will not stop questioning the government over Finance Minister Katie Gallagher allegedly misleading Parliament over when she knew about the Brittany Higgins rape allegation. Leaked texts suggest Senator Gallagher was told about Ms. Higgins' accusation before it was publicly known, despite appearing to tell a Senate estimates hearing that she had no prior knowledge of it. Senator Gallagher says she was responding to a specific accusation from Liberal Party Senator Linda Reynolds that she had known of the story 2 weeks before its release to the media, which she says was not true. Senator Gallagher admitted she was told about the allegation a few days before it went public, but denies that she misled Parliament or had any involvement with making the story public. Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Lee says there are still important things to be uncovered. The New South Wales government is pledging $100,000 towards the survivors, victims and immediate families of the Hunter Valley bus crash. The state government is making the pledge through the Premier's discretionary fund, which it will co-manage with Rotary Australia. 10 people were killed and another 26 injured in one of the country's worst road disasters when a bus leaving a wedding crashed on the way to Singleton, leaving the town in mourning. Premier Chris Minns says there's been an outpouring of grief across the country. The charges against a man accused of killing his girlfriend in 2005 have been dropped. 43-year-old Tobias Friedrich Moran was charged with murdering German backpacker Simone Strobel and intending to pervert the course of justice in July 2022 after being extradited to New South Wales. The charges were withdrawn when his matter was mentioned at Lismore local court today. He was granted bail a week after being charged last year to return to his family and home in City Beach, Western Australia, with a $250,000 surety and a requirement to surrender his passport and report to police 3 times a week. Former Labor Climate Change Minister Greg Combey has been selected to head the agency tasked with easing the transition to a renewable energy-fueled economy. Mr. Combey will chair the Net Zero Agency, established by the Labor government to ensure workers, industries and communities don't miss out during the push to reach net zero carbon emissions. The Albanese government committed to legislating the authority last month to manage the transition. Former US President Donald Trump has addressed his supporters following his first court appearance over the alleged mishandling of classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. The former US president pled not guilty to all 37 charges laid against him at a federal courthouse in Miami, where many of his supporters rallied outside. Mr. Trump is the first U.S. president to be issued a federal criminal indictment. Speaking ahead of his 77th birthday celebrations in New Jersey, he has compared his own case to decisions made regarding the Hillary Clinton email controversy and an investigation into documents found in Joe Biden's residences and offices. He says the case against him should be dropped. In golf, John Rahm says many of the world's top players feel betrayed heading into the third men's major tournament of the year, the US Open. Rahm is the winner of the Masters earlier this year and the number two ranked player in the world. The Spaniard is amongst those who stayed loyal to the establishment PGA Tour, as many others defected to the ultra-rich, Saudi-backed rival LIV Golf Tour. But the two entities last week agreed to merge as of next year, leaving the sporting world stunned. Rahm says players still don't know how men's golf will work next year, and those who turned down enormous amounts of money from LIV to stay loyal to the PGA now don't have a lot of faith in those running the sport. The US Open starts in Los Angeles on Friday. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News in Easy English.